91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio. It is 9 o'clock. I'm Bob Angel, and in at a little different hour than I am normally, but I'm trying something different today, so I'm hoping that I can pull this off. Anyway, we're going to call it a special edition of Detox Mansion, and let's get start off with a little comedy from Paula Poundstone.
Do you guys have that? Do you have one thing that's going on in Southern California right now is a proliferation, if you will, of little dogs. Do you have the little dog thing happening here? Oh, it's awful. It's scary. It's like something Simon Bar-Sinister would have done from Underdog. We have a pet store down the street from us, and we kind of use it like a zoo. We go there a lot, just to look, because I can't really afford the snacks at the zoo. But who couldn't afford a dog biscuit or two? I can give that to the kids while we look at the pets. No, we go there a lot and look around, and they have these dogs that they're selling for thousands of dollars, by the way, little dogs that are mixtures of breeds. And I thought a mixture was not something to be heralded in this way. You know, I thought that's what happened when the neighbor's dog got out. I didn't think you sold them for thousands of dollars to people who thought they were precious somehow. And they're dressing them and things. Oh, it's awful. And they don't say, well, it's a mixed breed. They say it's a new breed. Like it's a combination of things like a Shih Tzu and a Cockapoo. They're these combinations of, I saw one the other day, it was a Pug-a-Muffin. It was part pug and it had blueberries in it. I saw one, it was a piddle. It's part pit and part poodle and it's incontinent. I don't think that should be encouraged, let alone pay thousands of dollars for. We tend, when we're walking around the neighborhood, it's a conversation starter, dogs. We're more social with people with dogs than we are with people without, I guess. Because, you know, you go up and you say, hey, can we pet your dog and blah, 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 you know. One day, me and Allie, when she was 9 years old, we were walking down the street together, and we saw a guy with a dog, and just that, we asked him about the dog and started petting it. And I said, it was funny looking. And I said, what kind of dog is that? And he said, part boxer and part chihuahua. Yeah. So we walked away in silence for quite a while before. Finally, Allie said to me, Mom, how could that happen? And I said, honey, I think it's what those little carpeted stairs are for. They sell on television. The carpeted stairs are like the most American thing they could possibly sell, I think. You know, they always have some testimonial ad of two fat people sitting on a couch. And they say, well, Puffy couldn't get up on the couch. They show their little dog trying to get up. And so we bought him some stairs so he can climb up on the couch with us. He can get just as fat as we are. I think if Puffy can't get up on the couch, let him keep trying. It's good for him. We just got 3 new kittens because we had kind of a shortage there for a while. We have 12 cats. I know, it's a lot of cats. It is, and it's just as disgusting as you might think it would be. I sift all day long. It's the first thing I do in the morning and the last thing I do at night, and I do it many times in between. And sometimes I'm not even at home and I just kind of have like a residual. People think it's Parkinson's. I said, no, 12 cats. Yeah, it's a lot of cats. You know what I can't figure out? All my cats are indoor cats, and some of them are out and out fat and lazy cats. And I don't know, why they puff up when they fight with each other? You know, I know, you know, they say, oh, cats puff up so they look bigger to their adversaries. But first of all, My cats all know each other. You know what I mean? They don't really believe for a moment that one of them got really big. I mean, cats know about puffing up. That did they think it was a trick only they knew? And the other cat actually just got bigger in that moment? That doesn't make any sense. And it seems to me it must take a lot of energy to puff up. I would think that they would just have a meeting, and one day my head fat lazy cat would just turn to the others and say, "Look, at from now on, let's nobody puff up. We already know about puffing up. We're not fooling anybody. If you puff up and I puff up, we're the same anyways. Tell you what, once a day I'm going to grab each of you with my front paws and kick at you with my back paws, and you just take it." I tell you what, cats are no help whatsoever in terms of security, you know. Cats get the exact same look on their face for a big giant moth as they do for an axe murderer. They go, "Great, I'm either going to get a hole in my head or my sweater."
Brenda Vaccaro for Bob Angel.
I think it's important to know the facts about
Bob Angel.
Let me tell you why I like
Bob Angel
best.
Bob Angel
knows we're not all the same or want the same kind of tampon, so you can choose the one that's right for you.
Bob Angel.
A name I can count on, and so can you.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Clear Island, summer stars are in the sky. We get the ferry out from Runa and wave all our cares goodbye. And we go dancing at the Killy, we go kissing on the strand, take our clothes off in the moonlight, skinny dipping hand in hand. We'll start drinking in the twilight, keep it up until the dawn. Bolt the bars because there's no guards. Take our name. Summer stars.
was still flat, and clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling kegs. They had two sets of arms, they had two sets of legs, they had two faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around them as they talked while they read. And they never knew nothing of love, it was before all, only the origin of love. There was three sexes, then one that looked like two men glued up back to back. They called the children of the sun, and similar in shape and girth was the children of the earth. They look out, two girls rolled up in one, and the children of the moon was like a fork shoved on a spoon. Kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs and the lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts, he let out a laugh, said I'll split them right down the middle, gonna cut them right up in half. Hear the storm clouds gathered above, two great balls of fire. And then fire shot down from the sky in bolts, like shining blades of the night. And it ripped right through the flesh of the children of the sun and the moon and the earth.
Keep it such a long time ago, when by the mighty hand. his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
like some lover from some other land. Before the dust can settle, I'll kick it up and tear it down again. I got the wanderlust somewhere.
Still has it all. Voice, great guitar playing, that signature sound of hers, Gypsy and Me, from her most recent album called Dig In Deep. Came out well over a year ago, but it's still new enough to me. Also, let me see, what else did we hear? We heard from Melanie. It's just Melanie Sofka. Brand new key from her greatest hits package. I took that particular one from. Came out originally in 1971. I remember it well. Before that, it was Madness in Our House. The Origin of Love, which is such a great song, from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. That stage show is coming back to Boston very soon, if it's not playing already, and because I keep seeing advertisements for it. I'd kind of like to see it. But we took that from the soundtrack of the film. Saw Doctors did Clear Island from Same Old Town. That goes back to 96. And recorded live in Portland, Maine, Paula Poundstone talking about designer dogs. Yes, there are these designer dogs now. What are they called? The retriever, labradoodles. Labradoodles, that's what they're called, as one of the designer dogs. And so she was expounding on that. It is 9:27 now. Good morning. Bob Angel. I'm sitting in for whoever normally comes here. We're doing a special edition of Detox Mansion for you this morning. Normally on 11 to 1, that's just where I'll be next week. Check it out. Weather forecast. It's going to be a decent day today. High around 60 degrees. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy tonight, followed by clouds rolling in the early morning hours towards dawn. Low around 51. Showers all day tomorrow, 52. And then Tuesday's looking good with clouds, but a lot of sun too. High 66 degrees. It is currently 61 degrees on the campus of Tufts University.
Remember when
don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Yeah, we're going back to the Liege and Leaf album for this one. It's Fairport Convention at 91.5 WMFO.
boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope.
You like them apples? 91.5 WMFO. That's the Beatles and brand new remix from the Sgt. Pepper remix album, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. They just released that single song before the full thing comes out. I think it sounds fantastic. I know that there are going to be people, the purists, that don't want anything from the 60s to change, but you just hear that. You know, Ringo's kick drum in particular just come pounding through there, and all the remixes that Giles Martin has done has most benefited Ringo, because you listen to it and say, who's that drummer? Where did he come from? And it's good stuff, very good stuff. That's all I have to say about that. Here's brand new Loudon Wainwright III. This is called I Had a Dream.
I had a dream, I'm not sure what it meant. But I dreamed Donald Trump was our president. There on election night, right by his side, his flunky Chris Christie along for the ride. But it gets worse. Wait, there's more. He made Jeff Sessions Secretary of War. Just like he promised, he built him that wall. He blew up Cuba and he carpet bombed Montreal. I had a dream, I woke up in a cold sweat. Donald was elected in a huge upset. He made a bad deal with Putin, a secret pact with Assad. He told the Pope where to go. I swear to God. As for the Supreme Court, Trump got to choose. He filled the vacancy up with lying Ted Cruz. His face was bright orange and his hair was just weird. But we were made great again, embarrassed in fear. I had a dream. Here's how it went. I dreamed that the Trumpster was our president. His little finger on the button, he was doing his thing. Our new national anthem was My Ding-a-Ling. We were bought and sold like in Monopoly. He had the most hotels in the land of the free. Locked up the opposition and the demonstrators too. That would be me and it might be you. I had a dream, I'm not sure what it meant. Dream Donald Trump was our president. Wasn't even close, he won it in a landslide. Our new hot first lady, she was beaming with pride. If you think that's cool, don't fool yourself. He made Ben Carson Secretary of Health. Sarah Palin, Secretary of Stealth. Think that's scary, just you wait. He made Newt Gingrich the Secretary of State. Rush Limbaugh the Secretary of Hate. Dreams come true in this prophecy, and sometimes a nightmare is a reality.
Sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Guess I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. Sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Well, dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. Signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina.
A conservative and a Republican, in that order.
I will now speak in tongues.
Well, what does that mean?
It's Detox Mansion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Bob Angel.
Hada, hada.
On WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
turning at the waist command. And what does it matter? It'll be over soon.
WMFO. I don't think I've known a band that took their time putting stuff out and actually taking breaks from their bandship and fish. And yet they have, they're so prolific. How many albums have they put out? Now, of course, if you search Fish albums, you know, like 99 of them are live recordings from their concerts. You know, a dead-ish kind of thing to do. And they, I think they pretty much accept the Deadhead following. I like them. I love Fish. Breath and Burning is that one. From their latest CD, their latest album called Big Boat. Warren Zevon did Excitable Boy. We heard Carolina In My Mind from James Taylor. And brand new music from Loudon Wainwright III. I Had a Dream. And he actually wrote that before Donald got elected. And so much of it came out true. Kind of scary in that way, don't you think so?
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Sounded like he was doing his research as he spoke. It is legal. And we need to keep it that way, don't we? 9:55 is the time, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Bob Angel in a special edition of Detox Mansion. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you being here. I got to figure out what I'm doing. Let's do Steve Forbert. Something that's not off Jackrabbit Slim. He put out a great album in 1996 called Rocking Horse Head. And this is called Moon Man, 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Listening, is there anyone that cares? I've been so long in silence, I'm not sure if you exist. You may have sensed some signals, but I don't know what I missed. Cause I'm your old madman in the moon. I've been alone for the long of a moon. Up in the all night, the cable cartoon. So call fax, email, call fax, email. The place I'm looking out from can't be reached from you by plane. I ain't got lakes and oceans cause I don't have any rain. But all my days are damp because I tend to cry so hard for one gone earthling girl that kissed a face that's parked and scarred. I am your old man, man in the moon. I've been alone for too long, I'm alone.
myth and a folklore tale. But I'm also a plain straight male. If you'd like confirmation, I'll be glad to cross the sky. Cause I need inspiration and a real good contact high. I know I'd love to love you if you ain't afraid to fly. My 1-800's open, baby, I'll be standing by. Cause I'm your own.
FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio.